Locker Room Chats here on KMZA underway here tonight as we talk Centralia Hoops. We've got girls coach on the line with us. That is Dusty Thompson, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, also Community Healthcare System. Panthers continuing their strong season with a quarterfinal win at the TVL tournaments on Monday night over Axtell, 61-34. Coach, take us back to that one. Obviously a great way for your team to start this TVL tournament.
Yeah, it was. You know, I thought we did a good job of we missed some shots early, you know, had a little adversity. Usually we start off pretty hot, and we didn't the other night, and cut to Axtell. They were physical, and I don't think we were quite ready for it. But the girls did a good job of settling in, you know, and I thought in the second quarter especially, when we weren't hitting shots, we did a good job of getting out in transition and finding a way to get some easy baskets and kind of getting some momentum going.
Well, let's talk about just kind of your overall thoughts on the four teams remaining with a chance to win this tournament. You guys are going to get a crack at Donovan West here on Thursday, and then Hanover and Valley Heights, the other semifinal. Just your overall thoughts here on the final four teams that are left here and have a chance to win this tournament here this weekend.
You know, I think all four are athletic. Everybody does something a little different and stuff, you know, and so it'll be interesting to see how it all works out. But I think on any given night, you know, it's the TVL. If you don't show up ready to play, any one of the four can win the whole thing or look really, really good one night and not look so great the next night, you know, depending on what somebody else does to them. So it ought to be a great end of the week, you know, Thursday night and Saturday night watching basketball.
Yeah, Donovan West, the opponents in your semifinal, which we'll have on 92.1 KMZA. This will be your first crack at him. You got a regular season tilt with him later on in that first week of February. But Donovan West, you know, the story runs deep with them, you know, a state championship a couple of years ago. And, you know, they took a little bit of a bump last season, still a solid team, but it seems like, you know, they took a little bit, not so much like a year off, but, you know, they kind of had to get some of those younger girls going, and now they're really putting it together right now and playing some really good basketball here in 24-25.
Yeah, they are. You know, Perry's a great coach, and he'll have them ready to go tomorrow night. You know, the girls are starting to, I think, like you said, they were young. You know, it took them a little while to kind of figure out their role and what they're doing, and I think he's got them going in the right direction and playing really well right now.
Talk about the strengths maybe that you see from Donovan West. Obviously not a ton of prep time maybe, you know, with the midseason tournament and how it kind of all is scheduled out. But, you know, with the limited practice time, what do you see as maybe a strength or two that this Donovan West team, you know, maybe can cause you a fit or two?
You know, they're scrappy. I mean, we're scrappy too, but they're scrappy. Perry coaches a lot like we do, I think. And, you know, defense is a big deal to him just like it is to us. And I think, you know, they're probably one of those teams that can get out and run the floor with us. You know, we like to run the floor as much as possible, and D West is one that they've got some speed and they've got some depth. You know, they could get out and run the floor and make it a little harder to get some of those transition baskets if we don't get something going early.
All right, Coach, give us a few keys and kind of the expectations for this tomorrow semifinal with Donovan West over there in Frankfort.
I think for us, the keys are settle in early. You know, like you said, we didn't do a great job the other night of hitting shots, and we didn't do a very good job of finding the big girls inside. You know, Axel's got some more height than D West does. We're going to have to find a way to use those girls inside. Like you said, whether they shoot the basketball or give the guards an opportunity to get somewhere else, you know, at the offensive end, I think that's probably going to be the biggest key for us. And at the defensive end, it's rebound the basketball, you know, move our feet, play good defense, and give them only one opportunity each time down the floor.
There it is, Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson joining us. The Panthers still undefeated on the year, get their first crack at a one-loss Donovan West team in the semifinals tomorrow night over there in Frankfort. That'll be a broadcast on 92.1 KMCA. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.